Welcome to Gripecast with your host, Alex Hernandez. This show is dedicated to consumer technology news and pop culture. Gripecast is owned by Techeris. Visit techeris.com for the latest tech reviews, news, entertainment, and pop culture. Now sit tight, the show's about to begin. Hey guys, welcome. Happy Friday, and thanks for listening to the least listened podcast on the internet. This is Gripecast. Yes, this last podcast I just did concerning Google, it was like another big Google podcast. I forgot to mention, we are the least listened to podcast on the internet, so we're making up for that by saying it twice. At any rate, I felt like I needed to do another podcast. I mentioned in the previous podcast that I am considering doing a couple of podcasts a week. So I thought, heck, it's Friday. It is raining like mad outside. It's a nasty day. Why not do something different? Let's do another podcast. This one might be short. It might be, I don't know how long I'm going to go, really. But I thought I'd do something different, kind of veer away from Google for a little bit because, you know, I need to get that off my mind. And I certainly don't want to, you know, burden you guys with all the details all of the time in every podcast. So I thought I owed you something different for once in a podcast. So we're going to go a little bit more entertainment-oriented. My wife and I just finished Fallout on Amazon. Now, it's a show. I mean, I'm familiar with the video game. I've played very casually. It's not something that I've ever sat and played in the entire game and finished it. But I'm familiar with the story, familiar with the game, and so I was more than intrigued to watch the show. But at any rate, Fallout. It was an 8-part series on Prime Video. We just finished it yesterday. Mostly I finished it. My wife watched some of it, but her being not familiar at all with the game, not familiar at all with the characters, not familiar at all with the world, she was pretty confused at the beginning, first 2 or 3 episodes. So it was, I would say that this series was for fans of the game who are familiar with the overall world that they're in, will understand it completely and they're going to love it. Folks who are not as versed or have no idea what this world is about or the story might need a little time to kind of ease their way into the show. As a lot of things are not explained at the beginning, things that I had to pause and kind of explain to my wife what was happening and who the characters were and kind of the overall premise of the show. Anyway, I got a trailer here. I don't know how this is all going to work. I don't know what the podcast platforms will allow, what YouTube is going to allow as far as copyright goes. So I'm going to be playing some parts of the trailer and the clips of some of this stuff. Probably talk over it a little bit because I know that YouTube is pretty strict on copyright and all this, so I'm kind of interjecting a little bit here and there. But hey, let's take a look at Fallout real quick.
Hello there. I'm here to show you a wonderful place. A veritable Camelot. The nuclear age.
One of the things that
not made by God Almighty, but
I think that
the work
they really nailed on Fallout was the retro feel.
By purchasing a residence and a Vault-Tec vault today.
And this actor, I don't recall his name. Tomorrow,
the world is going to
seen him before.
To build a
several other things.
After.
But it's perfect. He's got that 50s, 40s, 50s look to him. Cinematography, color grading on this was fantastic. The sets and the
The mission of the vaults should be important to everyone.
Special effects.
To come up to the surface one day and restart civilization. Can you tell me what's happened in the last 200 years?
And this actress, her, I don't know the, again, I don't know the cast.
I am.
She did a fantastic job.
I thought all you dipshits were dead.
What you're doing is insane.
She did a great job pulling off that American Pie type of innocence that was part of the culture of her vault.
I've had a rough week. Practically every person I've met up here has tried to kill me.
I'm simply and going to harvest this guy.
Oh, man. They got the name, nailed the voice. Everything's home. Great.
You come from a world of rules, of laws.
One thing I will say is if you're watching this on a TV that doesn't, let's say it's, the blacks aren't very good on them, the contrast is not very good on your television, you might struggle with some of these dark scenes, because they want to kind of, blow out and degraze, and it doesn't look so great. Watching a dark room, I think a lot of these scenes are best watched in a dark room with a good OLED television or a good mini LED television. Just did the S95D review from Samsung. It's an OLED TV, fantastic television. Contrast and blacks are deep and great. I have the Samsung mini LED 8K QN. 900. No. I can't remember the model number. But anyway, it's their newest 8K. And we watched the last few episodes on this television, and it's fantastic in 4K. Television matters. So make sure you guys are using, or at least if you have access to a good television with good contrast and black levels, a lot of these dark scenes in the show will benefit from that. So now we're moving into this guy here. The first few episodes, if you're just listening, I'm sorry, I don't know all the characters, all the actors' names, but Maximus is the name of the character. The actor that played Maximus, well, not so much the actor, but the way the actor portrayed Maximus, it really reminded me of Finn from Star Wars. I felt like he was kind of just kind of weak, scared, submissive. He comes into it later on, so it's not the entire character through the whole show. But I just told my wife when we were watching it, the boy, he reminds me of Finn.
Why did you join the Brotherhood?
To hurt the people who hurt me?
People are going to come after you.
And the ghoul, this guy
ain't much
nailed
stage clean up here, Vaulty.
This part. Fantastic.
Well, now that is a very small drop in a very, very large bucket of drugs. Look at it this way,
and Kyle MacLachlan. Last time I saw him, I think he was 20. That's how old.
There's always somebody behind the wheel.
But he did a great job in this series as well. The cast, I don't think I have a complaint at all from any of the actors on the show. They all did a fantastic job.
What is happening here?
And this guy, oh man. The little
Everyone
brother
wants to save the world.
He's the kid from Nacho Libre, where he says, "Can we just have a salad?" Man, I was struggling. I was telling my
there
wife,
you are.
"I know that kid,
you little killer."
And she's like, "Oh, I think that's the kid from Nacho Libre." I said, "That's right. He's the one that said, 'Can we just have a salad?'" So there you are. That is Fallout. I thought it was a good good series. It was enjoyable. I enjoyed it. Struggled a little bit in the first couple episodes. Think that some users are going to struggle with that storyline and understanding it. But I don't think it's impossible for people to get it. So highly recommended. Definitely better than Rings of Power, which was garbage. So yeah, boom, there goes. Watch Fallout. Start binge watch it this weekend. Really, really worth it. So another one. Let's move on. Deadpool and Wolverine. That is the latest. This is the latest trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine, which is highly anticipated. And before we hit the trailer, what I do have to say, I love Deadpool. Okay, I'm a comic fan. Deadpool was one of my favorites. I wish there was other movies made from other characters like Gambit. If they could only make, if you're hearing rumbles in the background, that is serious thunder going on right now. Almost shook the house. But if you're at all familiar with the world of comics, Gambit was one of my favorites of the X-Men. Nightcrawler would have been a great movie series, or at least a standalone movie. There's so many amazing comic characters with depth to them that have not even been touched in terms of, at least that I know of, that are considered, have been considered to have their own movie. So, would love to see a Gambit movie. But what I wanted to say as I'm starting to draw out here, on Deadpool and Wolverine, I love Deadpool, okay? The first couple movies are great. But this is where I'm thinking Deadpool and Wolverine needs to be the last Deadpool. I don't think that we can sustain. It's really hard, in my opinion, to create a movie franchise to go more than three movies. I think people get worn out. I think there's some wear on it. I think that's a big reason why Wolverine's in this movie and why Hugh Jackman's back as Wolverine, because I don't think that Deadpool 3 would have been not that this is successful yet, but Deadpool 3 might have not been successful. I think there's less likely to be successful if Wolverine wasn't in it. I think this will be a successful film. I think people will like it, and I think it'll do good. But I think that's only because Wolverine is in it. Had we gotten a Deadpool 3 just with Deadpool and not a Wolverine, I think it'd be a different story. So let's hit the trailer and take a look. One thing I will mention, I'll probably get comments below, but you know, listen, both these guys are getting older, just like me. I'm an old dude, but you can see that, and I think you can see that in Hugh's face as his age is getting up there. And that's no knock against him. The dude is in shape. The dude looks great. But man, we got, you know, these movies take, you know, time to make. And if we're going to do another Wolverine movie in 2 or 3 years, he's going to be that much older. So that's why I say let's stop while we're ahead. But let's hit the trailer. Hugh looks great in the movie. So does Reynolds. They both look great. But you can see that, I don't know, for lack of a better term, kind of tiredness in his face, I thought, in Hugh Jackman's face. And it could be just because that's the way he's portraying the character Logan for this film. But, you know, let's hit the trailer.
I told you, you're not welcome here. You're not welcome anywhere.
I should...
Just give me one more warn everybody. And I'll leave.
Pause it. I should have warned everybody at the beginning of the podcast that there will be some swearing in this podcast because of the trailers. So my apologies. Obviously both of these trailers are, you know, for more mature audiences. This is not kid stuff.
Hi, Peanut. I'm gonna need you to come with me right now.
Look, lady, I'm not interested.
All right, well, I'm sort of on the tick-tick, so upsy daisy.
Here we go. Okay.
Deadpool's wit, and Reynolds does
Whiskey Dick of the Claws.
Reynolds does such a great job.
Over 40.
You don't want this.
Unless you want to take a deep breath through your...
So, I suggest you the thing is, that's another reason I think that we need to kind of wind the Deadpool series down, is give us a break.
I'm about to lose everything that I've ever cared about. Not my fault. Is that what you said when your world went to shit?
Come again.
This Wolverine let down his entire world.
Now, Jackman as Wolverine, I mean, you cannot argue that he isn't the perfect in facial features for this character. The dude is fantastic, okay? Since his first appearance as Wolverine. The one thing I will say is that it's not entirely comic accurate because he's taller than the character in the series, in the comic book. The comic book character was short, something like 5'5 or 5'6. So I think Jackman's, 6 foot, maybe pushing over 6 foot. So in that regard, it would have been nice to see, a shorter Wolverine, because that's what Wolverine was. He was a scrappy little dude that when, he had these claws and he was just insanely strong and, he had little man syndrome, I guess. And he's not as small as Puck from Alpha Flight, but, well, Puck was cool too, though. That Alpha Flight would be a great movie to see made. Guardian was one of my all-time favorite characters. Back to the trailer.
Want to talk about what's haunting you, or should we wait for a third act flashback?
Go.
One thing that was pointed out in this trailer,
I don't know anything about saving worlds.
Over here,
you
as they're walking past this slow motion, you see over here on the top
trust
left,
me, kid, I'm no hero.
Liefeld's just feet.
You were an X-Man.
And that is an inside joke concerning Rob Liefeld's
X-Man.
Inability to draw feet. and
soaking wet right
now. You're all familiar with Rob Liefeld's creator. And he had some trouble drawing.
Boys are so silly.
This is what I'm talking about. Big slow motion action sequence. Who knows if you live or die?
Let's
go.
It's
want to do some cocaine?
Hey, cocaine is the one thing that Feige said is off limits.
What about Bolivian marching powder?
They know all the slang that terms. They have a list.
Even snowboarding?
Even disco dust.
White girl interrupter?
Even forest bump.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Yes.
These guys are, they play off each other so well. So there you are. Deadpool Wolverine. I'm looking forward to it. Again, I think this should be the last Deadpool movie. I don't think we should make any more, but I'm glad to see the yellow and blue on Wolvie. That is a classic, and I think they pulled it off pretty great. It doesn't look cheesy or campy. I think they did a great job. So yeah, Deadpool and Wolverine. Who's gonna go watch that? Comment below. Let me know. What do you think? Should this be the last Deadpool? Let me know. And if you're not watching and just listening on a podcast, I'm going to put the links to all the stuff down in the show notes. Go watch the trailers and just comment where you can, and make sure you share our podcast as well. All right. Well, for those that follow me and have followed me for a while, you guys know I'm a guitar player. I play guitar. I've been playing for a long, long time. And I enjoy it. So a lot of people have always asked me, who is your favorite guitar player? And that's hands down always been David Gilmour from Pink Floyd. He has been at the top of my list for the longest time. What I like about Dave is his ability to play and let the rest of the music and lyrics and everything else, all the other instruments, let everything breathe. And he allows notes to just settle in, for lack of a better term. He's so good with simplicity. he can rip it up too, but man, he's just so good with simplicity. By far, if you ever get a chance, if you never listened to Pink Floyd before, which a lot of people would think that Pink Floyd is a person, and that's just, I mean, they have a joke about that. You know, I think it's on Have a Cigar, where he says, by the way, which one's pink? Because they would get that all the time. You know, they think the leader of the band was somebody named Pink Floyd, and it's not. So I'm also often asked what's my favorite guitar solo, and Comfortably Numb guitar solo is by far my favorite guitar solo ever. The best version to me was on the Pulse live album, and I'm gonna cue it up here, and hopefully we don't get a strike. But I'm just gonna play a couple seconds of it. I don't even know if that I should do that or not. I know that the copyright guys are pretty harsh on it. You know, I'm not gonna play it. But listen, get on YouTube and look up Pink Floyd "Comfortably Numb" Pulse concert performance, 1994, and just listen to the whole thing. What I like to say about Gilmour's guitar playing is that he is a great example of a lesson in dynamics and music. The way he plays is so dynamic. That's the word I should use. Dynamic. He's a dynamic player that uses simplicity, movement, and breath in his playing, and that's why I enjoy his playing a lot. So yeah, that David Gilmour, by hands down, my favorite number one. He's always been my number one. My top 10 guitar players probably rotate, but number one has always been Dave, and that's not changing. The guy is just amazing. Some of my other favorite guitar players: Steve Vai, Joe Satriani, Prince. I don't listen to Prince's music, never have, but there's some things I've seen him play on, particularly on the one version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps, where he plays with Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne and George Harrison's son and a few others that were there. Ringo Starr was there, but that solo he did for While My Guitar Gently Weeps was fantastic. Who else do I like? I like Robert Johnson. That's old school, you know, 20s blues. I like Michael Sweet from Striper. That guy is underrated. You know, I like Eric Clapton, of course. You know, I like Hendrix. There was a post on X the other day talking about Hendrix, that somebody made this post and said, unpopular opinion, but Stevie Ray Vaughan is better than Jimi Hendrix. And, you know, I'll probably piss people off over that, but I agree with that. I think Stevie Ray was a far better technical player than Hendrix. Hendrix played well, but he wasn't as smooth or as precise as Stevie Ray. So Stevie Ray is probably in my top five guitar players. We'll go on with Santana. And I love Dave Gilmour as a guitar player, and he generally plays Fender Strats and some Tellys, and he mixes it up here and there. I think I've seen him play Gretsch and Gibson once in a while, but his main guitar is a Strat, and he's achieved great sounds with it. But Santana turned me on to PRS, and that's what I have here. This is my favorite right here. That's my Paul Reed Smith Santana SE. That's an SE version, and there's nothing wrong with that. Let me tell you that if you buy a full chord Santana, you're going to pay thousands of dollars. You go get one of these, you can probably get it under a grand. I think I paid these. I haven't looked at the prices on the new SEs for Santana, but when I got this one 3 or 4 years ago, I think it was $900, maybe $999 or $959 or something like that. they may be less than that. You can get them on the used market for cheaper than that. But Santana is another one of my faves. Man, so many guitar players to list on here. But yeah, so Dave Gilmour, my favorite guitar player. PRS guitars, my favorite guitars. I love Fenders too, and others. You know, I have several different guitars. I have another PRS right here that you can't see in frame. I've got a Cort etched back here. It's a black one. And then this is a PT Berger, this blue one here, if you're watching. And then I got another Paul Reed Smith on the wall over there, and Paul Reed Smith acoustic over there. So if Paul Reed Smith is watching, you know, sponsorship, guys, bring it on. We can use some sponsorships. Anyway, so yeah, that is my guitar list, my guitar guys, whom I like. So, hey, I'm going to close this out with one final quick talk about another. We're going to close it. We're going to transition from entertainment to cars. I'm a big car guy. I love cars. You know, there's a lot of talk. You know, everybody loves the Tesla, right? Everybody loves Tesla. Everybody loves Elon. And there's nothing wrong with that. I dig the Tesla. And I'm not a big fan of the Model 3. The Model S is my favorite. The Cybertruck is crap. I'm sorry. You know, hit me in the comments if you want. I just don't like the Cybertruck. I've had trucks. I've had a truck, and I miss my Ford F-150. But the Cybertruck is not. It's not a truck for truck people. I'm sorry. You might find a few here and there and say, oh yeah, I like the truck. I like the Cybertruck. But true hardcore truck people that are using trucks for what trucks are used for, the Cybertruck isn't going to do it. It you know, you see Kanye West and his ex-wife, and you see all these celebrities on X. You know, there's an account on X that does a lot of posting about Tesla, and they post these pictures of celebrities driving the Cybertruck. Well, that's what it is. It's a celebrity truck. It's not a working man's truck. It's not a truck. Anyway, I'm ranting on the Cybertruck. What I did find was that I liked is the Lucid Air Sapphire. I'm not an electric car guy. I mean, I like them. I don't think that they're viable. I don't think that they're the answer to anything right now at this point in time. But that doesn't mean I don't like them. And I like them not because of any environmental reason. I like them because they're cool, they're fast, and the instant torque. So, but I find that the Teslas, not to my like, to my taste when it comes to styling. So Lucid Air just released their new Sapphire, which is a 3-motor electric car, which has been testing faster than the Plaid. So not that that matters. Let me tell you, that's like you're huffing your chest, right? These guys are just kind of like bragging. This is bragging rights. I'm faster than you are. Because nobody in real life uses this stuff. Nobody's going 0 to 60 in 2 seconds constantly. They may do it once in a while for fun, but the utility and the usefulness of such things it's really a moot point that the cars are faster than one car's faster than the other car. I'm going to play this quick 59-second Lucid Motors ad for the new Lucid Air Sapphire. So what I like about this Lucid Air Sapphire is the design. It's a lot classier, and it just looks like a sports sedan. Luxury sports sedan, whereas the Tesla Model S, to me, looks a little more like a stretched out sports car. You know, I've always liked sports sedans. I'm a sports sedan guy. Home or sports car, I've always had sports sedans. So that's the Lucid Air Sapphire. I love that car. Just love the way it looks. Think it looks way better than the Tesla Model S. And I didn't even see what the speed was there. It's not even what the point was. I really just wanted to point out the design of this car. I love those rims. Love everything about this design. Sadly, too expensive for me. Electric cars are not feasible for me where we live. And it's just, I would never buy it. Let's just put it that way. They gave me one, I'd take it, but I'd never buy one. It's just too much money. Electric cars cost too much. But they're cool. So anyway, I'm going to wrap it up, guys. We're 30 minutes in, and I just thought I wanted to give you a little bit different podcast and maybe experiment a little bit with this dual podcast 2 times a week. Maybe I'll start doing a Tuesday podcast and then a Friday podcast and see how it goes. I don't know. I'm just kind of throwing things out there, throwing things against the wall, seeing if they stick. And hopefully you guys are enjoying this content. Hopefully you're enjoying all that we do, all that I do. Make sure you're following on Substack. Follow, bookmark techhurst.com. You know what's happening with Google search. We're being pushed out of the algorithm. Switch search engines. Go over to DuckDuckGo. Go to Brave Search. Go to Bing. Go to anything. And make sure you bookmark techhurst.com. Please, you guys, like I said in my last podcast, you guys are our search engine. I'm sorry, I just hit the space bar and triggered the YouTube video. Anyway, you guys are our search engine. You guys are, word of mouth has always been the best thing for independent sites. And right now, more than ever, we need your word of mouth. We need you guys to share. We need you guys to be out there. Even if you're not interested in the content of that day, just share it out anyway. And somebody is interested in it. Somebody you're following is interested in it. And, let's just show Google that we don't need them. And you guys don't need them. So, all your help, subscribe, like the videos, follow us on Rumble, follow us on YouTube, follow us on Odyssey, follow us on BitChute. We're over on, we got a Facebook page, which is now just at TechHurst Official because someone else stole our official name. We're on Instagram, we're on Mastodon, we're on Truth Social, we're on X, we're on MeWe, we're on Getter, we're on Locals, we're on Minds, we're out there. So whatever platform you're on, we're probably on, so make sure you are sharing the content, and I appreciate you guys highly. Happy Friday. I hope you guys have a blessed and a great weekend. Take care of yourselves, take care of your families, and be kind to each other, and we'll talk to you on the other side.